Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design. What does that mean? It means we're going to radiate out there, we all do, and bring back what's been pulsing away in our body, mind, emotional self. What is your soul journey looking for in this lifetime? You can rest assured that it's busily sending those messages out into the universe so that you and I can meet the I guess magnetize the right kinds of people, people of the right vibrational level, so that you interact in such a way as to bring yourself forward to absolutely come to terms with what your dharma is. What did I hear last night? Okay, dharma is how we're driven from within to meet. I think it was put this way. So it was, we're driven from within to meet God or to meet all divinity. So that to me means that it's a time release process where we may not get it all in one lifetime or 1 minute, depending what you're aiming for. But certainly it is a very deep drive that sends us through some amazing potholes. As Galexis also says, is that we're supposed to, as beings of light, or as beings on the trail of consciousness, we're supposed to be able to enfold and unfold ourselves in every emotional state that's possible. High, high, low, low, the whole thing. And that through that we get the wisdom. My own guides and angels say that emotions are the language of the soul, that we go through our emotional selves in order to become more and more fulfilled, more and more enlightened. And now what's the whole goal here? If the human species is literally going into a shift, and if we're literally going to move past the limitations that we have experienced in the past, we're going to raise our fields and frequency and move through feelings from the arsenal of humanity, deep feelings, passionate feelings, in order to get transformed and to release ourselves from the tyranny of these feelings, but move the feelings into a place of education for ourselves and compassion and understanding for others, and then move beyond them. For example, hatred or greed or rage and anger or jealousy. To me, jealousy is a really interesting one because we don't like to A, admit that we have it, and B, we don't even know what the heck it's good for. But I think jealousy is a really interesting I like to think of it as a survival issue. It's a feeling that comes up, which really depicts that I've got to have that, and if I don't, I will somehow die. It's a really deep survival thing. And when we can get into that, and we can really feel the underlying motivation of some of these feelings, like telling us that we're in danger and we can't have what someone else has, and that it's going to cost us. It could be karmic. It could have come from many lifetimes. But bottom line is it's there to serve us, to awaken, to find out what it is we're afraid we'll die if we don't have. And often, at least in this time, it isn't true. It's not that we're going to die from not having it. But it's been recorded in our subconscious beingness. And that's the stuff we're trying to move through. Otherwise, as Joel Kuhl calls it, we have the tyranny of the subconscious mind, which is ruling our life. Most of us want to be like people are, who they talk about in The Secret, or the Abraham talks about it. We want to be able to create our realities from great thoughts and feelings. We don't want to just keep running into the potholes of our repeated patterns that maybe came from lineage or from karma and so on. But it takes a huge bit of prying loose to become aware of your subconscious drives, aware of the urges of these feelings, the deep feelings that we want to avoid, and get ourselves to such a point where we can drive from this subconscious into the conscious what it is we really want to provide for the planet. Everybody here listening to Radiance by Design is on the trail of your own dharma. You're really working hard to not only uncover who you are, but really make a difference on this planet. And I'm really excited about the fact that the Radiance by Design community or maybe to the BBS community or the whole spiritual community, whatever form that takes, is trying to move the collective to a much higher level. So instead of it being dog eat dog, it's people turning into themselves to find out what's really authentic in them and discovering that there is no competition when you're really the only, if you're really who you are, there's no competition for that. And at that, when we get to know who we are and we're not competing for attention from the world, then we get to turn and really respect each other and know that you're who you are and I'm who I am. And in those individual sparks of light connect, we have a whole wave of light that's moving up through the consciousness. And to me, my personal goal is being able to move out of our third dimensional consciousness and into a very multidimensional consciousness, being awake and aware of being souls, vibrational vehicles of light, in a collective that, whose collective dharma is moving toward consciousness and a win-win, and something that might be transcending our third dimension. Golly, I've just been doing a huge stream of consciousness there, literally a stream of consciousness. I hope you followed it, but anyway, you're going to phone in and tell me whether you did or not, aren't ya? So tonight I want to talk about love. Love is a word that's bandied about, especially since Valentine's is coming up. Love is a very, very interesting word, because what does it mean? What does it mean to you? I often sit and cogitate it. I remember when I was really young, my friends teased me about it because I'd say, I really don't like some people and I really want to learn how to love everyone. And that's a very big issue for a lot of us. Many of you have been grieving over that circumstance in Tucson where, Gabby Gifford, is it? Who was shot. The Democratic woman who was talking and that young man who was quite crazy opened fire and shot 11 people. I used to live in Tucson, and it really touched a lot of our hearts, remembering that it's a place of strong polarities and great healing and a lot of destruction, but some great, great healing. And a lot of us are thinking about, what is love? How do we love the being that opened fire and shot innocent people? And a woman who stood up and talked about, for example, health care, and they hate her for that. I mean, think about it. The amount of hatred that's been penetrating people's minds on this planet is horrendous. So how do we love? How do we love under these circumstances? I know that many of you, specifically many of you, are already sending love and healing to Gabby Gifford. But how about those of you, how many of you are thinking, what on earth is love and what are we doing here? And I'm very fascinated by the fact that so often love is depicted in terms of getting married and living happily ever after. That can actually be attachment. Some people truly love each other. But what does love mean under those circumstances? What is love to you? Tonight, I hope that you're going to be calling in and asking questions. And we're going to be talking about love, and we're going to be talking with the guides and angels about love. And so often, my guides and angels and higher self and so on talk about how love is the fabric of life throughout the universe. But what does that fabric mean? And how many of us actually experience that? I talked about this once before, that there's a lot about some of us who were born with a really radiant love, and there were some of us who were not. So some of us have to learn it, and some of us already are really, really naturally aligned to it. So what's up with you? What is love to you? And we're going to talk about it, and you can even spout sonnets if you want. Or pull the petals off of, daisies, you love me not. All right, so again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk to you tonight because this is a call-in show, and it really is all about you. What are the stumbling blocks in your life? Do you have magical stories you want to share with us? I want you to call in. So first we're going to do a sacred geometric healing meditation. Back to love and on to the sacred geometrics, I want to say that the healing meditation, like love, creates a vibrational milieu or vibrational reality in which you'll find it easier and easier to expand into love, into self-love, into universal love, into love for individuals, into love for the collective. Have you ever felt like it's really easy to love all of humanity, but it's really hard to like a lot of people or some people? We got lots to talk about because these paradoxes are what runs our world, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're not walking on the edge of a cliff or you're not driving or riding a bicycle, close your eyes. Let's all close our eyes. Excellent. And now above your head, 2 to 4 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. Little gold lines. And then upside down with its point to the lower golden ball, a four-sided pyramid. And those two pyramids connect, so it becomes an eight-sided structure. And that eight-sided structure, inside of it, you have a crystal ball. And the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of the structure. Can you feel the difference when you put out the crystal ball as opposed to when you're in the octahedron? So move inside of that and see yourself inside of a Star of David, a star tetrahedron. It's a three-sided, or three-dimensional Star of David. And now in that structure, in the Star of David, I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. We're all spinning. And as we spin faster and faster, faster and faster, and see the colors and the lights rise as we spin. And now focus in front of you. There's a magical screen. And we're going to put some movies on that screen. And the first movie is going to be you becoming what it is you want to become. I always want to be multidimensional and come from the heart. Right? And I don't know what you want to be. You don't have to do what I say. I'm just sharing with you. I'm doing the movie too. You want to come from the heart. Good. And then when you can see yourself becoming what it is you're dreaming about becoming, just relax and wrap that in light. Good. And it'll keep stewing and then move into the next movie. And the next movie is about a project you're doing. And what's the project you want to do? What is it you're wanting to create? Might be a book, a movie, home and family, relationship, health and well-being. I don't mind what it is you want to create. Let's see all the pieces coming together and your creation is moving itself through bit by bit. It aligns itself. Good. And then when you see the creation coming to some kind of completion, see the resources coming to fuel it, its ongoingness, to sustain it, to enjoy it. And the resources come in from some of the least likely places. See them flooding in, and you feel confident that your project is going to maintain itself. Excellent. And now wrap that in light and have it pump away. Have the light pump into your project. Wrap it in light. And now let's move into the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center is a great place to take people that need help and also for yourself. So we're going to The first scene in the Galactic Healing Center is a table, a beautiful healing table, and then you have your own healing team standing around the table. Now remember to stop for a minute and observe your healing team. What do they look like? And now you hop onto the table. That's it. Good. And then ask the team what it is you would like. And they work with you. How do they work with you? My team is working with me. They're stretching me out, pulling things out of me, and really making me longer and taller. What's your team doing with you? And how does it feel? And when you feel that you're getting somewhere, wrap that in light so it can continue to stew. And then the team is magic. They can replicate themselves. So you bring in a fresh table, and the team comes through again. And who is it you bring in? I have an older lady here who is sort of acting out of some kind of dementia. And she's scaring her family. Nobody knows how to reach her and make her feel better. So we've got her coming in and laying on our table, and the team is working with her. And the first thing they do is they start working on her head and also on her torso, her lower belly, her belly area. They're working on the head and the belly, and they're pulling things out of her as well. You know what they're saying is that when you're older, and like a lot older, that the stuff that you've suppressed or repressed, it has created, as you all know, in our subconscious, we've created all kinds of old programs and patterns. And when the refinement centers of your brain become thinner or weaker, and in this woman's case, she's got some deep nutritional deficiencies, what happens is all the old feelings come up. The old feelings that have been stifled, but they're out of context and nobody knows what they mean. This is difficult for her. She's suffering a lot. So they're soothing her. And I get the scent. They've got several scents they're putting around her as well. They're not just to knock her out, so to speak. They're actually to pull, neutralize old feelings in her body, mind, and pull certain frequencies out of the body. And now they're showing me parts of her brain that they're pulling out of, you know, where you're in your brain, you can have repeated patterns that sort of hold the brain down, kind of like scars, and they're softening and pulling some out. And then when she looks very peaceful, or whatever your patient is, they look very peaceful. Wrap them in light, and wrap them in light, and send them off. And we have a fresh table, and our team replicates themselves again. And we bring in another person. Oh my. This is a really, really sad case of some terribly painful knees. Person hurt his knees when he was young, and now he's older, but these knees are really excruciating now. And the team is pulling a great deal of pain. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, they're working with his brain right off the bat and really almost like acupuncture, putting pressure on certain parts of the skull so that it will dull the brain's ability to keep running the pain response. Mm-hmm. And remember that the knees are house fear. You know, when they're too fearful, then you fall over, right? And we're watching while they pull old thoughts and feelings out of the legs, out of the knees, and give them a different kind, give our gentleman a different kind of support than what he's accustomed to. For he's had a support coupled with fear for a long time. And as we continue to pull that out, we wrap it in light and put him over to the side in his ball of light, trusting that he'll be healed. on the political one. Let's do a political one. Let's take over. Let's go down to Tucson and think of the amount of pumped rage, the amount of anger that's been stimulated and polarized in people, well, all over this country, all over the world, in fact. I think that's something we all need to look at. Are we increasing anger out in the world, and what good is it doing people who are already overwhelmed? So let's put the whole Tucson Democratic incident and that fellow who shot so many people, who himself was a mess, was an emotionally deranged fellow. Let's put them in our healing, the Galactic Healing Center. Let's put them all in there, and Gabby herself, who's getting better, but there's some damage there. And all the people who are tangent to it, and all the people that are very concerned, and all that, that's a nucleus of I would call it political insanity that seems to be going on all over the place. People are taking sides. There are issues they don't even understand. So let's just take that scenario and try to help everybody love each other, going back to love, and calm themselves down and really understand the higher purpose in all of what they're doing. So let's just bring in some beautiful pink light into the top of our heads from the great central sun, and have it move down through our heads, through our shoulders, down our arms, down into the heart, and all the way down our arms, and out of our hands, and send this light to the various people involved in that incredible acting out of something that we're all involved in. Now let's send them love, understanding, appreciation. Let's ask for some illumination of ourselves, of each of us, to send waves of consciousness out through our own radiance. This is Radiance by Design. We want to radiate waves of consciousness and love, and see that light touch the various individuals that are somehow involved with that Tucson scenario. And now let's send those waves of light over to the Obama administration, to Congress, to the Senate, to the various industrial corporate complexes that are working sometimes, what would we say, sometimes without consciousness about human beings and human life, just a product that has to get done. Let's pray for the suturing of that ambition with the hearts and minds of people, so we can all be one in what it takes to grow our planet. And let's send that light to the various power places all around the world, until we bask the whole world in this pink light. And bring the light round and round and round our planet till she's a ball that's just swathed in a beautiful radiant light. And bring it back up through the soles of your feet, right up through your whole body. Fill your heart and have it move to your shoulders and down your arms, to your fingers till they tingle. Back up your arms into your head. And move the light right back up into the great central sun. And there we all are. We have the ability to be infused with tremendously high light. Let's go for it. And we close off the healing, the Galactic Healing Center, and hop into our star tetrahedron. And then come on into the room. In the star tetrahedron, you're going to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And how does that feel? And then come on back into the room with me. So what's going on with everybody? I really love doing that, because there's so much love that comes through when you do that. Can you feel it? Can you feel how powerful it is to use your mind and use those geometric shapes and to really bring people into your awareness and really infuse them with light and help people in their crises. I know everybody listening to Radiance by Design cares about helping people at some level or another. We all got to help each other, don't we? So I really want you to call in with your questions, call in with your comments about what's going on in the world, call in with your discussion about love and what it means to you and what it's going to take to get the love that you need, that you want to create. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and the numbers are right there on the front of your BBS radio. All right, I'm going to start talking about love. Excuse me. I'm going to start talking about love. I was talking to Ashtar. How many of you heard Paradigm Shifters? Ooh, some of you out there. On Tuesday night, we were talking to Lord Ashtar of the Ashtar Command, and he's from Venus. And he was talking about the Tucson debacle, and he was talking about how we really have to get to a point where we can be in oneness and we can love one another and we can stop being in defense and defiance and really love one another and ourselves. But I asked him something. I was really frustrated by this. I asked him, I said, how long is it going to take? Because I was asking what some of the political solutions would be. Like, what should we do? Should we be out in the streets yelling and screaming about the inadequacies of government protection or about the economic things or what? And, of course, he said what all the channels say, which is, in some form or another, he says, basically what you do is you go inside and you feel and see how each of those situations reflects something in yourself. And I thank you. I'll just finish this, and I'd love to talk to you. So I said, well, yeah, well, that's fine. How long will that take? And he said, to make a change, he says that will make a huge change in the collective. I said, well, how long will it take to really affect us, and will it affect the shift? He said, it would probably take eons. So I go, okay, thank you for sharing. But, you know, part of me goes, oh, and then Bob, my beloved Bob, said, well, Lazarus says that all of a sudden when we're out of time and space, then everything changes anyway. So it isn't necessarily a linear arrangement of time. So I liked hearing that. And my own guides just keep saying that it's very magical and we're coming toward a time of really rapid change. And it has a lot to do with our personal consciousness, coming to terms with our deeper reactions and our ability to love one another. So now you're on the air, and I love you for calling in. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Deb.
I'm glad
Deb
to hear from you.
In Downey, California, who used to be in Portland. Your old friend.
Not so old. Certainly friend.
So, Bonnie, here's the thing. Today, I think I called you earlier today and told you that Katie died last night. And the reason I'm calling is to say that I've had this extraordinary sense of love from her all week long while she's been laying in a coma, and so have a lot of other people.
Was this you? Who died?
Katie. Remember beautiful Katie? She came to visit. She and Aaron came to visit you at your house in Bellingham. Pretty little blonde Katie. She was 27 years old.
What happened?
She was in an awful car wreck a week ago. A semi flew over the meridian. And ran right into the front of her.
Oh, my God.
So she's been laying in a coma all week, and she died last night.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and we had so many prayer circles, you know, people all around the country, people, you know, mostly in Missoula, and me floating out here. And it's just, I think the reason I'm calling is to say, If you're thinking about, if we're talking about love tonight, is that I felt like I could sense Katie all around me all week, and not in that pathetic, sad, tragic way that, you know, the way I've sort of come at this when others of my friends have died. I've lost a fair number of friends in the last few years transitioned.
Yes, you have.
This time, I just felt like Katie, who was like my daughter, she was like my other daughter, was right here with me, and I've been having these little conversations with her, talking to her, but I don't know why I'm telling you this. Just I wanted you to know that it felt like there's been a shift in my understanding of this transition, even though it feels on the surface like a massive tragedy. This woman who has two small children and has just brought herself through unbelievably difficult things in her life, just right with just straight ahead with courage, never feeling sorry for herself. And then
she's a single mom, isn't she?
What?
Wasn't she a single mom?
Yeah, single mom. All by herself, she just put herself all the way through art school, working, being a great mom. She just put up her senior thesis show in December. She
That's
was just, you know, she did it. And then just like that, she's gone.
Well, you know, it's my heart goes to her, but I have to say this, interestingly enough, she looks very happy.
That's what I was hoping you would say.
She looks incredibly, and I want to say this to everyone, it's the oddest thing because we hear this all the time. Somebody's contracted to do this and somebody has a contract to do that. Sounds like we're all in the mafia, doesn't it? But in any case, she is very happy. There's something about this that's going to really expand not only her love, that is expanding her love, but is going to be, this is going to sound bonkers, but it's to the advantage of her children. I'm not sure why. There's something really ennobling coming up as a result.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing about Kitty is that it was as if she had lived several lives already by the time, you know, she was going to be 28 in a couple of weeks.
My
God. She'd come through so much unbelievable stuff, the kinds of things, stories that you and I hear from clients all the time, only she had about 10 of those stories stacked one right on top of another. And yet, and I just can't help but think that maybe she's just one of those many people who is just a bit of an angel, just living her life right out loud, bravely, wildly, creatively, with phenomenal love, just to show what it is, and then off she goes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to think. I'll tell you what, I learned a lot about love from Katie.
Well, I know you're going to miss her. I know that.
Yeah.
But I think the hardest thing for me is the paradox of, in fact, I wanted to ask Ashtar about this, but I didn't get that far. But in any case, it's the paradox of understanding death and passing and contracts and all of that and not understanding it at the same time. How can this happen?
Right.
And so on and so forth. But I see that there's a huge expansion for her children as a result, which you and I know as moms, that's really hard to fathom. And she's happy. She did it. Mm-hmm.
I think the reason I called you about her is that I felt like there was this shift in my understanding of what love is relative to, you know, how somebody dies, and we immediately take it personally in a way. And I don't mean take it personally in that, oh, my God, how could the universe have done that to me? Mm-hmm. I just mean, like, the first thing that came up for me is, but she was like a daughter to me. And then I think, well, Deb, this isn't about you. This mm-hmm. is about Katie and some kind of incredible thing that she's doing for everybody. And it just made me feel like I was understanding what it is to love Katie better. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do understand. But I also think
that it means to let her go. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're amplifying the understanding of, for example, Katie's had tremendous impact on a lot of beings, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's very interesting to me as I look at her and I go, wow, as you rustle around inside and come yet, you're very loving already, but when you come to a new level of understanding love, then you know what she's given you in many ways, you see? And she's
right.
given so
yeah.
much of that. But also there's something about her where she's stretching out now and becoming much more, even love-centered than she's ever been before. You know, she's just a really... I see lots of people on the other side. This one is radiant and happy.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I mean, I guess I knew that, but it's good to hear it from you because I so trust what you sense. Yeah.
Well,
thank you, my darling.
And like you and like many others, I feel it's interesting, isn't it? I feel the heart for her, like, aww. And on the other hand, I feel like, oh my gosh, she's really happy. It's a conundrum paradox, isn't it?
Well, I know this is kind of cliche, but do you think that sometimes they are deemed to leave the body because there's work to do from another dimension that might be even more powerful.
You bet. You bet.
I mean, especially relative to the time we're in right now and this year that we're coming into, which is going to be something, and in every way.
You know, Nimic, I want to keep you on the phone for a little bit longer if we can. Not to not
sure.
think about Katie, but to continue with this idea that some people leave in order to work from that side. And another friend of mine who has a wonderful retreat center over in Costa Rica, I'll be with you in just a moment. I want to just finish this thought here. We were talking, or she was saying that she felt like once they're on the other side, they don't really care about the political stuff so much. Is that true? I'm paraphrasing her in a kind of a limiting way. But when I'm looking at Katie and several, I've also lost several people recently, and I'm looking and going, you know, I think in a way they see more about the contracts and the impact and the catalytic force that people have rather than whether they're Democrat or Republican or rich or poor.
Right.
You see what I mean? Their whole perspective is different, isn't it? And in
which is what we hope our perspective will become, is that the party doesn't matter. It's the intention.
Yeah, and I hope that we'll get there whilst we're still here.
Yeah, me too.
But then as soon as I say that, Deb, I laugh and go, does it matter? Probably not. but in the meantime, our political party is authenticity, really, isn't it? An evolution.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole party thing is such a goofy thing anyway anymore.
I like parties.
Along with a lot of other things.
I like parties, Deb.
I love parties.
We'll have our own party, the Right to Be Who We Are party.
Kindly, thank you very much.
Well, we have another
call. I don't want to hog you. Lots of love, though.
And lots of love to Katie as well, and to you, Deb.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
See you soon. Good night. Wow, that was a really good call, and I bless her heart, people who leave the planet all of a sudden, or even that take a long time to leave the planet, can still serve. I have a client whose brother died of an overdose, and he's been working from the other side. He has just gotten over there, lickety-split. He's been working with more teenagers and fighting the drug thing. He says, I finally have a good job, he said, when I was talking to him. So who's to say? You know, it's a very different world than we think. We have another caller, and I'm eager to talk to you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I don't know if we have to ask a love question, because mine's not necessarily about love.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter. What's your name? What's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. I'm glad you called. And you can talk
Thank
about
you.
Anything, honey. Anything your heart desires.
Oh, good. I'm actually kind of in the process of selling a house.
Mm.
And I really just want to know if this is all going to kind of turn out good and just work out very well.
Well, you have a big glitch coming up first, and then it works out really well. Is it in? How far along are you? Because there seems to be something that needs to be redone.
Just doing open houses right now.
Oh, well, you're going to get your... It seems like there's a deal and a drop and a frustration, and then, boom, it goes way up and it sells really well. Now, that's a prediction. Ooh. Predictions are meant to be played with, so you back up and clear the air and clear something in yourself and really flood this thing with light. Where are you? Which part of the world?
Oh, I'm in California.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Okay, well, you look like... Have you had an... Okay, all I'm seeing is that at the beginning of February, it looks like there's a loss about it, and then right after that, you get the big success. So if you have a loss, or, you know, what seems like it's going to happen doesn't happen, or somebody doesn't do the right deed or whatever, Just keep right on going, okay? Don't let yourself go down with it. What you want to do is clear and clear and clear and clear. Clear your fears, clear your doubts, clear your suspicions, and just keep flooding it with light, okay?
Yeah, I've kind of been doing it. It's ironic that you're saying that, but yeah, I understand what you mean.
And are you in the healing mode?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, are you a healer?
No, but I practice visualizing and putting light in certain places.
Well, Miss Linda, I have to tell you, darling, that you've got some really nice healing light in you, so go for that, too, and it'll make a big difference in your life.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it going through my body as we speak.
Isn't that exciting? We're waking each other up, girl.
Yeah, I guess so. Everything that you were saying earlier about how the shift or how things are shifting, I feel like I'm really sensitive to that. So I really love listening to you.
Well, I really have enjoyed your call, so thank you so much. And Happy New Year. It's still the new year.
Thank you. You too.
Right. Be well. Sell that house.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, that was a wonderful call, and I expect to have a few more, so call in, ladies and gentlemen. And I really want to talk about love, how love is... I'm thinking about an older woman who passed 17 years ago, and she was really, really an angry woman, was really difficult to get close to, isolated, barricaded herself emotionally from a lot of people, although it seemed apparent that she'd had a successful life, home, and family, husband for 55 years or something. She crossed over, and of course, like I talked, like many, I chat with many people on the other side, and she still seemed to be kind of angry and difficult, even though she was talking from the other side. And I was pretty surprised when one day recently, it was right around Mother's Day, she came to see me, and I went, wow, is that you? You know why I said that is because I could feel the love enter my kitchen like nobody's business. I'm like, I can't believe that's the same person. And what she told me was really relevant to what we're talking about tonight. She said, I want you to know that I finally encountered this huge barrier that I had to love my whole life. And I wanted you to know that and understand that. And I've come through that and out of that. And it was really, really, you can tell, any of you listening to Radiance by Design can tell a long way away whose heart is open and whose heart is not, because love and its expansive frequencies moves through the atmosphere and tickles us, you know, it kind of expands us. It makes us feel safer to open up. Well, and... As soon as I say that, the guides are going, wait a minute, because sometimes what happens also, if someone is really loving and you're sensitive and shy and kind of scared, you'll close down. And the reason for that is we're really afraid of our vulnerability. And the guides were explaining to me a while ago that to open one's heart is like as you wake up and wake up and wake up, and that waking up includes your becoming very sensitive and touching with the higher frequencies and touching with what you truly feel at any moment and really reaching for the higher perspective about the people around you and so on. As you begin to feel the heady expansiveness of that, and if you're like me, you've had that more than once because it's sort of incremental, isn't it? It opens and opens and opens. That the guides are reminding me that many, many people close off their heart and keep it kind of like a nucleus way inside. And you can feel it yourself. I want you all listening to this show to go inside and ask yourself, like, well, is my heart containing itself? Is it carefully protecting itself because I know my sensitivities now? And as they want to open, it kind of closes off. And the guides have been so sweet lately. They'll sit me down and say, okay, go in and really feel that. And I often tease people and say, you know, in many ways, we're like sea anemones, and the heart can be like a sea anemone. So if you tickle a sea anemone, it closes up, it gets real small. And the heart, knowing its expandability, will sometimes become much more sensitive and much more see an enemy like until you get more conscious of it. And then you can go in and consciously open it up. And there's a strengthening that comes from being able to radiate at a much higher level. If you don't know how to do it or how to maintain it, you can call it in from your guides and angels and ask for a real rush of that kind of energy that comes through you. And so many of you understand also that love is a... the love of humanity is one thing, right? I think it's called agape, or there are other words for it. But the love of all of life is one thing. But the love that we have for people can very often be an attachment or a possession or a defensive. There's a whole bunch of things in there. And it's really, really important that we look inside of ourselves when we're talking to somebody that we dearly love. Have you been able to drop the guards in your heart? Are you able to release attachment to that person so that you can literally love them and expand with them? It's a really interesting subject, isn't it? And like I said, there are some people who are born with a real expansion of love in their psyche and their souls and their soul's journey. Some of us have to kind of earn it through making choices as we have life experiences, including losses. And some of us just really have to have that drive all our lives to get to expand and unfold into it. But it's true that as we come to the time of the shift, we're being asked, more and more of us, to learn to love the planet, the atmosphere, and one another, and to find the oneness in one another. And that takes a really deep, undefended kind of love, doesn't it? There's a book called The Undefended Heart. I think that would be worth a read at this point. So let me do a read on someone. Now, you got a little time to phone in. Stop just sitting there thinking about whether you're going to call, and call me. So I'm going to take a look, and I'm going to read somebody. Ooh, there's two of you right there I can see. One's a male, one's a female. And you don't know each other, so that's a kind of a fun thing. And both of you... it's really interesting. Both of you want relationship really badly. Both of you are on your own, and both of you have a really difficult time being taken seriously in terms of love. Now, the male, he pulls back and becomes kind of, in quotes, cool, and it's really funny because he's got a really soft, beautiful heart. But he's got so much armor in terms of glib talk and holding himself back and being really defensive. But I feel like he just aches to have someone want to hold him and that he can hold. I'm going, you know what? You want to look at yourself very carefully, everybody at home. And ask to feel, call in your guides and angels, wrap yourselves in light. Now let's ask to feel all the ways you defend yourself against the vulnerability of love. Ask yourself to feel that. And exaggerate that defense against it, because it's usually a defense against the very, very thing you want. And now I'm going to wrap this fellow in light, because you know what? He's got a woman coming to him any time now. She's really, really nice, and what he's got to do to put his best foot forward is drop this defense. Stop with that funny talk that he uses to sound like he's got it all together. I used to tease people and say, if you've got it all together, you can rest assured you're alone. Because that's when your fields all close off, and there's no room, there's no little kitsch going out there saying, I think I'd be better if I could interact, you know. So let's look at our woman here. She's so sweet. And again, she's got a lot of shame. Honey, you want to have a relationship very badly, but it's like you've been carrying it along, this whole feeling of nobody wants me. And I know what it is. It's like being rebuked by God, being left out, it's quite a heavy, big shielding that's coming up in you. Oh, my goodness. And maybe we all do that to a degree, too. We rationalize and we go, oh, it wouldn't have been that way if I weren't being left out, or if God weren't picking on me, or if it weren't for this person or that person, or what is it about me, and I want it to happen. I'm going, this is kind of a shame thing. She's got a cloak of shame and a question of who she is, and it's making her very, very tired. Looking to where it came from. Now, if this is you, it came from early, early childhood and some past life. But it's funny because what's inside of there is a beautiful, it's like she's the chrysalis, and what's inside is this beautiful, beautiful heart that's very virginal and wants to share and share. And it's really hard to get close to her. It's almost scary because with that amount of defense up, a person would have to be very, very strong and have a very tough hide to be working to break down someone's defense when it's that thorough. Now, I can tell what's happening in your body is kind of a buzz. Wrap yourself in light, everybody. We're going to exaggerate this and see if we can help this woman to exaggerate, and yourself, to exaggerate all that shame, all that defense. Notice where it is in the body. And ask our higher selves and our guides and angels to yank it off. It has no place in our evolution. And command total release. Now, you're on the air. You got a couple of minutes. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. I'm glad to hear from you. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I was going to ask you if you see me moving soon, but now I want to ask you how my shielding is.
I think we helped that woman. There was a big change that went on. I don't know if you could feel it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. first of all, I see that your move has been held up for some reason, but then you're moving.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, but it's not immediate. It seems like there's just been a hold or a delay or something. And
uh-huh.
Then
where am I?
You've had a lot of delays, honey.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And for the sake of expedience, because I have to be fairly fast here, I don't know where you're moving, but I suspect it's, I'm not always good on the planet, you know that. I could be on my, somebody said I'm always standing on my head when it comes to geography. But I want to say, now you're in Santa Cruz, and I want to say it looks like you're headed across the ocean.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I see it being held down right now. But there's something about several people involved in this move, and there's a lot of discussion about it, and that might be what holds it down on one hand. And the other hand, I want to say to you that there's something about you that's very... I'll pretend I don't even know you here and just read what I read, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a very amazing heart, but you have an incredible... this is not a negative thing, but it's going to sound like I'm saying it in a negative way, but just bear with me for a moment. You have an incredible way of being patient and holding your position. And the problem with that is that you don't allow your vulnerability. Sometimes in matters of the heart, we have to allow our vulnerability to move, you see? Because otherwise
yeah.
We contain that. You have a wonderful, soft, beautiful love. And you do have that agape, or that love of all beings. But you have a protection, and it comes through, I'll laugh about this, your patience. And that patience becomes a bit of a cloak, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
So people don't pick up vibrationally on, remember I said when you have it all together, people may as well assume you're alone. Because we get our fields all kind of tightly organized, it kind of organizes your field so the vulnerability doesn't flow through people. Although I see that you have some good friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just and it's funny to me, Jaya, I want to say, your patience is your cloak.
No, that's really good. I really understand that, yeah.
That would be worth a good poetry write, right?
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I have to say goodbye because it's time.
Okay.
But hey, I'm glad
you
popped in at the very last minute.
Yeah, thank you, Veronica.
Yeah, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm going to be staying on to talk with Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie and the team, and hopefully me too, are going to be discussing magic and miracles and all the big changes that are going on in 2011. So stay tuned in to the top of the hour. Next week, I have a Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday with Sharon Wyeth, who's got a system called Nameology, N-E-I-M-O-L-O-G-Y, Nameology. I think it's called Name the... I forget the name of her book, but she's a numerologist, and she works with naming you and the meaning of your names, and she's really an amazingly insightful teacher on how to get to the truth of who you are. She helps people become much more authentic. So look up Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Y-S, W-Y-E-T-H, and it's Nameology, N-E-I-M-O-L-O-G-Y. I'm really eager to talk to her. It's going to be delightful and fun. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and if you want to get hold of me and give me a suggestion for guests for Paradigm Shifters or feedback on this show, please email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And also, if you would like a session with me, I love to do my sessions, help you find your truth, do some healing work, and so on, is Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. I'll see you at the top of the hour, and thank you all for tuning in to Radiance by Design. Let's take a deep breath and then blow love out in our out-breath to one another in our Radiance by Design community, because when we stick together like that, those waves move through the collective. We make a big difference. Bring in the love and breathe it out. Many blessings and much love to all of you. Good night.